Revelation chapter 20.
I saw an angel coming down from heaven. He had the key to the bottomless pit, and he had a big chain in his hand. He grabbed the dragon, that old snake, the devil, Satan, and tied him up for 1,000 years. Then the angel threw him into the bottomless pit. Then he shut the door and sealed it over the dragon, so that the dragon could not fool the nations any more, until the 1,000 years were finished. After these things, the dragon must be released for a short time. I saw some thrones, too. Some people sat on them. These were the souls of the people who had their heads chopped off because they had told the truth about Jesus and because they had proclaimed the message of God. They had not worshipped the wild animal or its idol. They had not received the mark upon their foreheads or on their hands. They were given the power to judge. They came back to life and ruled with Christ for 1,000 years. The other dead people did not come back to life until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first rising from death. The person who has a share in this first resurrection is happy and holy. The second death does not have any power over these people. Instead, they will be priests of God and of Christ. They will rule with Christ for the 1,000 years. When the 1,000 years are finished, Satan will be released from his prison. He will go out in all four directions of the earth to fool the nations, Gog and Magog, to gather them for war. There will be many, many soldiers. It will be like the number of the grains of sand on the beaches. They will come across the surface of the earth and surround the camp of the holy people and the city which God loves. But fire will come down from heaven and burn up those soldiers. The devil who fooled them will be thrown into the lake which burns with sulfur. That is where the wild animal and the false prophet are. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and the one who was sitting on it. The earth and the sky ran away from his face, but they could not find any place to hide. I saw dead people, important and unimportant. They were standing in front of the throne. Books were opened, and another book, the book of life, was opened. The dead people were judged from the things which had been written in the books, according to the way they had lived. The ocean yielded the dead people who were in it. Death and Hades yielded the dead people who were in them. Each person was judged by the way he had lived. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The second death is the same thing as the lake of fire. If someone's name was not found written in the book of life, then he was thrown into the lake of fire.